If you have teenagers, you know it can be difficult to get them out of bed and off to school in the morning. Now there's a growing movement to move high school start times to later in the morning. The New York State School Boards Association says nearly 6 in 10 school board members recently polled think the high school instructional day in their districts should begin later to accommodate teenagers' natural sleep cycles. NISBA's David Albert acknowledges there would be logistical challenges in doing so.
Typically, we see high school students going to bed maybe around 11 o'clock. They're getting up and getting to school by 7:30 or 7:45, which is often the case. They're not getting the requisite number of hours of sleep, and so that can affect their academic performance.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says most American adolescents start school too early. Its 2014 School Health Policies and Practices study found 93% of high schools and 83% of middle schools in the U.S. started before 8:30 a.m., Experts say there's a lot of resistance when it comes to resetting the school day clock. Stacy Samara is a mental health counselor who volunteers for the national nonprofit Start School Later.
Human beings naturally are uncomfortable with change, and a lot of parents and school administrators erroneously assume that this is a big change, and it actually isn't. If you look about 30 years ago, a lot of schools started after 8 and sometimes even after 9. It wasn't until we started spreading schools out, making longer bus runs, separating out elementary, middle, and high school, that we started inching middle and high schools earlier. And bless our hearts, we didn't know any better. We weren't aware of the research when we first started setting it up so the kids were catching the bus at 6 in the morning. But since we've gotten these schedules established, you have some schools and communities afraid that it's a big change to revert back to healthier start times.
Samira adds those later school start times fit teenage biology. She notes a temporary phenomenon associated with puberty, where teens secrete the sleep hormone later in the evening and continue to secrete it later in the morning.
A lot of your listeners are going to think, we got to prepare kids for the real world. You know, we can't go and coddle them and let them sleep in. But the thing is we need to let them get through puberty as healthy as possible before they go into the real world.
Attempting to sound out resetting the clock for Columbia High students, East Greenbush Central School District hosted 3 community forums in November to discuss the impact changes would have. Superintendent of Schools Jeffrey Simons.
Based on the feedback that we received at our community forums in November, we determined to recommend to the Board of Education that we take another year to study some options for changes. We heard from the community that the proposal that we felt was the most feasible at this time, which involved having a much earlier elementary school start time, posed some significant concerns for our parents at the elementary school level regarding daycare, as well as the impact that earlier start time. Right now, our elementary schools start at 9 and conclude at 3:30. Our proposal involved having a 7:30 in the morning start time for elementary schools and a dismissal around 2 in the afternoon.
Simons says the largely rural district also has to factor in deployment of its bus fleet, as a limited number of vehicles are used to transport students. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.